Libraries across the state have become community living rooms for homeless people and those looking for help with their lives. And it's why Hawaii's library system is looking for funds from the legislature to train its employees to better connect patrons to social services. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has the reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Libraries have become so much more than just places to borrow books. I mean, you look at them and you can see the people who are truly accessing them as safe havens, at least for many hours of the day, some of them trying to find ways of being able to better their lives. But you got to feel for the employees who really, in many cases, don't know how to cope with all of that.
No, they're not trained for this kind of work. That's the reason the library system wants this outreach program manager. They're looking to get $146,000 over the next 2 years from the legislature to have this position filled. This person would then actually go statewide, help train staff, but also connect libraries with social service agencies to help them, because not only are there people that are homeless, some of them have mental illness, some of them have substance abuse problems, and these are the kind of things that are well beyond the skill set of the library staff. This is a trend, by the way, nationally, particularly with libraries, public libraries, and urban centers across the country. You actually have such a position. Increasingly, they're hiring these same kind of positions in less populated areas, too, given the dire need, really, for help.
We just heard a piece yesterday about the fact that in places where it's very, very cold, a lot of librarians and staffers are coming in early, making coffee, trying to open the doors, get people in so that they're not in the freezing cold. But for us here, where it's not so much the weather, but just being able to connect people to other basic needs, is this position something that is going to be able to network well with what's already existing? I mean, how well does this fit into, for example, what Scott Morshige may have in his mind?
Right. He's the homeless coordinator for Governor Ige. He likes the idea a lot. He wants more collaboration. It really is getting people that are in need in touch with the agencies that can help him. He actually calls libraries touch points. That was his phrase. I should, by the way, just mention, you brought up the weather. In fact, when it gets really hot here and when the fog is bad, libraries serve as very cool places to be because they're all air conditioned. But there's some other problems. Some people are using the bathroom sinks to shower. Leaving behind, in some cases, needles, people that are addicted. So that's the reason security guards have started to be posted. A Hilo Public Library would actually just like to see some medical aid because they're actually handing out bandages to people with open wounds. So it does appear that, well, these are just very good examples of the kind of things that librarians are facing really on the front lines of this issue.
Really, a lot more than just information, but having to render aid.
Right, exactly. And then and staffing is already a problem with libraries. And, you know, the legislature doesn't like to, you know, add positions. They always say, are you using your money wisely? We'll see whether they're able to get what they want. But the need certainly is there.
And when will we know? When does this next come up for, you know, at least in committee?
As you know, at the legislature, anything can change. My guess, it'll be a budgetary item and won't be addressed until the budget is settled, probably in March, is usually when they start to finalize some of those deals. But as you also know, this can go down to the wire in late April.
Okay. Well, for everyone at the library who's trying to cope with this, and we've been out there and we've seen this, it's really difficult. And they don't have enough training to be able to handle it. We'll see what happens. They're doing the best they can.
So are we.
Oh, that's true, too. Thanks, Chad. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too.
Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat.